He's in the trap.
I'm tipping next time we have one of these, he sits up here, I sit down there and ask some pretty serious questions about handling pressure, expectation, winning when you should.
As long as you don't
we can make that up.
Yeah.
As long as you don't know your money.
Nobody wants to hear from you when you're making money. Can they want to hear about it when you lose your money?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. You're right. Bad news sells, doesn't it?
What's this statue here? Is that...
Not mine.
That's not ticking.
That's ABC.
You can do a daily rag on this.
All right, ready to go?
Ken, you had to make some decisions today or later today. Are you in a position to tell us what you're going to do?
What are the decisions we've got to make? Wingard, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah,
Chad will play. Yeah. He's trained this morning pretty well, albeit he has to get through and recover and be fine over the next 36 hours. We'll be very, very careful there, though. We won't take any risk. Outside of that, Trengove will come in and play, and we'll, I don't know whether I'm allowed to talk about who's going out yet, am I? Teams are announced?
Well,
I can.
Test the market.
Right, let's test the market. Dougal will go out of the side, and obviously Jacko comes in as a tall replacement, and Sam Gray will go out of the side.
How do you handle Dougal? Because he gave you effort.
Yeah, I love what he brings. Love what he brings as a young player. I understand where he's at, though. I think I'm really, really cautious of what we're asking him to do right now. You know, as a young player, he'll say, I can do it every week, all the time for you. Don't worry about that. Let me have a go. My responsibility is to build his career and help him have a long-term career, and that's something that I'll certainly take on board and manage him the right times. He'll play more games this year, there's no doubt about that, but we'll just manage him hopefully at the right way.
There's a fair bit of debate of what you do now. There's been a constant debate about your ruck, but now it's pretty sharp. So who are you going to mix and match on the day, and how much does Charlie Dixon take on him,
Rob? Oh, he played a little bit there last week. He'll play a little bit there again this week. Westy will play a bit more than Charlie, I'd imagine, and Jacko's going to have to play in the ruck as well, so he's going to be in to replace Dougal. So that's exactly the way we'll do it. We'll have three blokes that we'll try and operate through there and share the load, proportionate to where we need them at that time. Now, that won't be... We're going to be... You know, he's going to do this amount of time, he's going to do that amount of time. It'll be depending upon how we're playing and how they're playing.
So that's pretty well marked 4.1 or whatever you want to call it, all your options you would have had with ruck. So what are you going to ask of them? Or what's reasonable to ask of that group now?
From them is to break even, I think, is our point where we'd love to be able to get to. You know, even last week we were, I think, 60 to 20 in types in hit out. So that's a significant disadvantage to any team. And if you look at the top eight, you'll see that I think all bar one has got a pretty dominant ruckman in their side, which, you know, in today's game is significant for us. But we won't let that stop us. We'll make sure that we challenge what it looks like conventionally, and we'll go after doing it slightly differently.
Is it difficult for you when you've had good ruckman for a long time to work to that theme of losing ruckman?
Well, first thing I want to say is that we're not going to back our rucks to lose. We're going to give them every opportunity to win for us. We understand that there's some challenges, but we'll go in with confidence that they can get the job done. We know that, you know, Westy and Jacko as pinch hitters have been able to get the job done in the past. We know Charlie's played a lot of ruck in his time. He's big enough, physical enough to handle that stuff. So we get opportunities to still get our chance to get our hand on the ball. So, but it is a challenge, and there's no doubt about that. We have to make some smallish type adjustments off that.
You back the ruck minimum, but do you actually change midfield structure or instruction or anything like that?
Yeah, you do. Well, you have to. I mean, you have to. You can't. You're not first to react to a point, but... It doesn't mean you don't balance it with the right time, right place, right position on the ground. So there's lots to go through with that. But yes, the short answer is we would have to make some type of tinkering to our structure at ground level.
Does that come back to doing more homework on the opposition where they hit the ball?
Can't do any more homework than we do. We're very well prepared for opposition. That's our job. So we understand where they go and what they do, but no more homework. But we're very aware of their hit zones.
Have you spoken to Charlie at all? I know at the start of the season the plan was not to play ruck at all. Was he happy doing that?
The good thing about Charlie Dixon is he'll give me effort wherever he goes, and he doesn't care where that is. If what the team needs is for him to be in the ruck, he will go there. I'll sit here pretty strongly and still say we are a better side when Charlie's in the forward line.
And do you think you turned a corner last week, or is that going to be judged on Sunday?
Oh, it's judged from week to week, isn't it? In this competition, we know how vicious the competition can be. We know that you are judged winning and losing simply, and if you're winning, you're judged a bit more kindly. If you're losing, you get a bit more scrutiny, and it depends on what amount of losing you're doing. So for us at the moment, we're in that 50-50 category, and that's where we sit, we need to go out and make sure we put on a very, very strong performance this week.
Just to go to one back, just so I get some clarity on this. When the start of the year, we were led, certainly with what Charlie had said and what you had said, that you told Charlie Dixon he would be a forward.
Yes.
How's that discussion gone on since then because of necessity?
Honestly, that's just exactly why it's gone on. And Charlie's the first one that says, mate, if you need me to ruck, don't not put me in the ruck, because I'll go where you need me to go. But I'm telling you now, I'm sitting here right now saying I still want Charlie to be predominantly a forward.
Is there a sense that the season is actually coming together? It feels like that from the outside, that you're getting everything together.
Yeah, and I think we've got a lot of work still to do. Just but to be fair, we've got an enormous amount of things to get right. You know, we the season, but that's what it is. It is a season. The reactions to round 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, from week to week, they get highlighted a bit, probably a bit too much in football sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, you are trying to build a season. You know, we're 3-3. We're 50-50. It's exactly where we are. We're a game out of the top eight. We set our sights on playing finals. That's what we still set our sights on.
It was probably your most disappointing loss last year to Brisbane. It was obviously in the doco with your thoughts after the game. I know it's 12 months on, but do you think about that? Do you talk about that at all?
No, not really. I mean, what happened last year, they don't really count that much. I mean, you look back for form and for guidance on what worked, what didn't work. Clearly not a lot worked on that night for us. But so we look at it from that point of view, but for not much else. And, you know, we don't spend time looking in the rear vision mirror too much.
What about the sting from it? Do you hope that stays with them without you needing to bring it up?
No, we don't need a reminder from last year's sting. I mean, we've had a couple this year. We don't need to go back too far. And that's what I'm saying. From week to week, AFL football stings you. If you get anything wrong, now that's no different any week. And it's no different of what happened, as I said, in round 7 last year. The stings are there, and we see it all the time.
Tell me, how do you rate the influence of your new guys in Jimmy Tumpas and Charlie?
Oh, look, I think both boys have grown. Their seasons are growing, and they've both got more upside. You know, they're different. You know, they're different, obviously different players, so it's hard to judge them. And, you know, what do they survive off best? You know, Jimmy with us, if we're moving the ball well, that suits Jimmy's game a little bit. Charlie, I'm sure, works best if we're moving the ball well as well, but he can also provide that bigger physical content. We're very pleased with both boys at our club.
Have you seen a change in personality with either of them, like sort of now that they've settled into a new environment and that sort of thing?
No, not really. I judge Charlie more because I know a bit more about him. So he's still the same Charlie I knew a few years back. He's grown up. He's maturing on the footy field and off the field. So that's, I like that in him. But Jimmy, he's always, from the time he's got, he's fit in pretty well.
Ken, what's changing though? The old times of when a player would put up his hand compared to now with concussion and doctors. How much does the discussion go, match committee and with the player and doctors?
I think we're so much better educated. Rooch, to be fair, back when I played, I remember I got hit in the head one game. I'm right, I'll play next week.
Yeah.
I was useless from a form point of view, but the long-term effect of that is what we've got to be very mindful of. I think AFL sport in general across the world are more aware of concussion, more understanding of concussion, and we're not prepared to take any risks, and neither we should.
So Chad will put up his hand because that's what players do.
He did last week.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. So how do you deal with that?
We make informed medical opinions, and that's all we'll ever do. You know, and if there's a risk, you hear me say it all the time, if there's a risk, there is no risk for us. We take the player out.
Do you err even more to the side of caution now?
Because with concussion?
Yeah.
No, I think you have to judge case by case, what it looks like, what it has, what's the result, how they feel, how they're behaving, all those things. I think they're still reasonable to make informed decisions, and I'm not the right person probably to be asking. If Mark Fisher was sitting here, I'd suspect you'd get better answers. But for me, I trust Fish, and he makes those decisions for us. And if there's any doubt, we certainly don't go there. And it is for the better, isn't it? Head injuries, significant. We don't want them happening in our game of football.
So that's the significant turn now, isn't it? The coaches just leave that one to the doctor rather than make the call themselves.
Yeah, again, we're better educated, aren't we? Yeah. As coaches, we understand what it means a little bit more. And you know, as I said, we don't have to go back that far to say, oh, well, it was almost, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. Let's play. At least now we've got some better information, and we've got a lot more information to make those decisions.
Talking about better information and being better informed, you've lived Victorian football, what it was in the VFL, national football, outside of the Melbourne City with Geelong, then go Gold Coast.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Has Eddie Maguire lost perspective in this whole debate about academies and what happens north of the Murray and developing the game?
I don't know. Cause that's the beauty of being in Adelaide sometimes. You don't actually know exactly what's being said. You know, obviously there's some noise about academies. My view on academies are simple. If you're working with the boys from a young age and you've identified them at a young age and you're entitled to then have some opportunity to use that work you've put in, I think you should be given that opportunity. What we don't want to have is, you know, you just don't want to have someone turn up 1 year and then you're eligible. I don't think that works, but... Personally, if you've got a 14-year-old, our Indigenous academies, if them boys, we identify them at 13 and 14 or even as young as 12, and you work with them through that period of time, I think it's reasonable and fair that you should get opportunity and exposure to those players.
But you don't get to hold on. Like, you've got the Miller example, you've worked with him, but he finishes up.
No, and neither you should, but we also have two players on our list from the GWS Academy.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it works, but, you know, at the moment, there's a significant... a man of concern because there's a team going pretty good up that way. So GWS have got a lot of selections that are high in the draft. But if they're doing the work, and they have been doing the work all the way through, that's the key point for me.
So you're okay with academies?
Oh, absolutely. I think they develop more talent. That's what I'm okay with, Rich. And I think that's for everyone. That's for 18 teams. And that's my point. If you're developing the talent from a young age and we're making the talent pool bigger and stronger, we should be able to do that. You don't often get, I don't think you often get an overload of great players coming out of one part of the country.
Do you think it'd be nice that every team had that incentive, though, that their own zone, maybe they could pick one player from a year? Do you think that'd be good for clubs to build?
Well, I think that's what the AFL have acknowledged that they're trying to put in place and trying to make those things work for us. And I think where the wheels turned a bit, we're going back to zoning a little bit and helping out. But if we develop more talent, you know, most clubs go to a draft with 3 and 4 picks. So if we're lucky enough to get 3 or 4 picks out of academy, you're doing really well. But if you can get one pick out of there yourself and you develop another one or another two for other clubs, well, talent pool's better.
Is there a lot of work that needs to be done north of the Murray? You've seen it. Is there a lot of work really needing to be done there?
It's a pretty strong AFL region. That's what I know about it. It's a strong AFL region. It's always been able to bring pretty talented players through that program.
So should it be a club doing that, or should it be the league doing it, or a state league doing it?
Oh, and I think if you divide the place up evenly, I think clubs can do it. I think clubs are best equipped to do it. We've got a lot of enormously talented people coaching and involved with our game at club level, so that's got to be better for the growth of talent.
Cool.
All done?
Thank you.
Thanks, Ken.
Oh, remember next week, Tommy.
Yeah, he's up there. Out the front.
So you talked the horse up and you all went for it, did you?
I didn't go.